producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and we are in the last week before school starts for the Northeast. The South has already started, and Labor Day weekend's coming up next weekend. So there are things that need to be done in the garden, and if we can help you, the number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. You give us a call, and we'll work together to tell you what needs to be done. Or if you have some questions, call us, and we'll work together to get you ready as we begin almost a new season, a fall season. It's a time of the year where you can begin to think about planting some grass seed again. Traditionally, around the holiday is when we tend to get a little bit more moisture, where the temperatures cool off a little bit, and we get that nice morning dew. You wake up, you look at your lawn, and it's all covered with a thin film of moisture. And that really helps when you're putting in the new lawn. So, you know, look it over. If you've got a lot of dead spots, then start thinking about the possibility of doing some seeding. You'll need to water. You need to use a little bit of fertilizer. But the month of September and early October is the best time to plant a new lawn from seed. Because, number one, increased amount of rain, so that means a lot less watering, dragging out the hose and the sprinkler. If we get a frost, the frost will not hurt the new seed. It will kill all of the weeds that do germinate when you disturb the soil, because you can't just walk on the grass, see a dead spot, sprinkle some seed and expect it to grow. You got to scratch it up, soften up the soil, and loosen it up. That way the seed can produce a root system in some nice soft soil, not soil that's been compacted with the rain, with the weather, with people running all over it and playing on it, which is what grass is meant for. But you got to loosen it up. So scratch up those areas, sprinkle your grass seed, and then just kind of blend it in a little bit so that the seed, or of the bulk of the seed, is covered with soil, and it will germinate an awful lot better for you. But if you get a frost, it will not hurt the new seed. If weeds germinate, it will kill them, because most of your weeds are annual, and a frost at this time of the year will destroy the new seedlings but not hurt the grass. Now, in the fall, especially in the fall, look at the label on the box of grass seed. So go to your local nursery, garden center, feed and grain store, even the hardware store, and look at the label. The one thing that you do not want to use in the fall of the year, and I would try and avoid it if at all possible, even in the spring of the year, is annual rye. Instead of annual rye, what you want to see is perennial rye. The reason is, annual rye means that it will only last 1 year. So if you plant it in the fall, this time of the year, it's going to germinate, it's going to come up, you're going to get all excited, and in the spring, it will all be dead. Because it's an annual, just like a marigold, a petunia, impatiens, they're annuals. They only survive one growing season, and when the weather gets cold, then they die. For the same money, or maybe a little bit more, you can change that annual rye to perennial rye. And that will come back every single year. So, is it worth spending a dollar more for a box of grass seed? Yes, because everything that you plant will come back year after year after year. And that's what you need to select. Now, what other types of grass seed do you want? If you're in the sun, then you want some bluegrass. It doesn't matter what kind, but you want some bluegrass in that blend. Because bluegrass, once the seed germinates, it will make a plant. When the plant matures, it will send out runners. Just like a strawberry plant. It will send out a little underground stem. The stem will go maybe 3 inches, come up, start a brand new plant. So it will thicken itself. Now, I always like to use a tall fescue in the blend. Because if you should get a fungus that is more likely to hit bluegrass, if it does create a problem, now you've got some tall fescue and you've got some perennial rye that will be there and would not get the same disease. So a blend is better than one kind of seed. Also, tall fescue will have a real deep growing root system. So if you plant bluegrass, for example, the root system of bluegrass will grow 6 to 8 inches deep into the ground. And if we have a hot, dry summer, then your lawn could go dormant. Doesn't die, it goes dormant, it will turn brown, and you have a lawn that doesn't look very exciting. When you add perennial rye, the root will go down a foot, it is less likely to turn brown, but when you use tall fescue in that blend, the tall fescue will grow a root system up to 3 feet deep into the soil. So it's very unlikely that a lawn that has tall fescue in it will turn brown even if it's hot and dry. And my favorite blend of tall fescue. It's called Black Beauty. And Black Beauty is made by Jonathan Green. It's available at only independent garden centers, hardware stores, feed grain stores. You won't find it in the big boxes because they don't know grass seed. And these other people have been trained by the company to tell you how to take care of it. Also, your tall fescue requires less fertilization. It will grow in the sun or the shade, while bluegrass will only grow in the sun. But it's nice to have some bluegrass, some tall fescue, and some perennial rye. Now, this is how it germinates. When you plant all three in your mixture, you water it. We have some nice sunny days. The perennial rye will germinate in about 10 days. The fescue will take about 2 to 2.5 weeks, and the bluegrass will take 3 weeks plus. So with a blend, it encourages you, it shows you that the grass is growing.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Paul Parrott here. For your baskets and containers, be sure to use Black Gold Water Holding Cocoa Blend. Water Holding Cocoa Blend combines coconut core and peat moss to give your container the edge in holding up in the summer heat and staying moist longer. Since it's OMRI listed, your container and baskets will stay moist longer and be organic at the same time. Available at your local garden center, and for more information, visit blackgold.bz.
If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus with a new formulation of iron phosphate plus Spinosad. Sluggo Plus controls not only snails and slugs, but earwigs, roly-polies or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Use Sluggo Plus on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. New formulation Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Of all the enjoyment gardening brings, we're guessing that feeding the local bug population is not on the list. To protect your fruits and vegetables in a way that fits your life, try Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It's a ready-to-spray alternative solution using naturally derived non-synthetic active ingredients that can be sprayed up to a day before harvest and is still effective at controlling listed insects. Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. Just told you a little bit about grass seed and putting in a new lawn. Those of you that receive our email newsletter, I wrote a story about the different types of grass seed. So refer to your newsletter, and it will tell you about all of these different varieties and what will do best for you. Okay? Now, if you don't receive our weekly free email newsletter, go to www.paulparent.com. Like mom and dad, P-A-R-E-N-T, paulparent.com. Top of the page, it will say newsletter. Click on it. Put your email address. Fill in the chart. And then submit it. And on Thursday, you will receive a free email newsletter. And it will come to you every single Thursday with different topics depending on the season. So as we get into the fall, we're going to talk about mums and flowering cabbage, flowering kale, your fall blooming asters, and then, of course, all of your bulbs, tulips, daffodils, crocuses, hyacinths, and how to plant them in the different varieties, different colors, the heights, and a lot more. So go to paulparent, like mom and dad, .com. Sign up to receive the newsletter. And while you're there, look at the archive. And you can see some of the newsletters that happened a week or two ago, 3 weeks ago. Just to give you an idea, we put a great picture with a story behind it, and you can save them in your computer. You can print it out, put it in a book, and refer to it later on. It's a great tool, and it's a way to get some great information. We also talked about garlic, and today, coming up,
at the 9 o'clock hour, Eastern Standard Time, we will be talking about growing garlic, soft neck, hard neck, and the elephant garlic. Because the fall is the time that you would plant garlic in your garden for next year. So the garlic that you planted last fall is getting ready right now to be picked. So when you see that the foliage begins to turn yellow or even brown, then you just grab a hold of the stem. See if you can pull it out. If you can't, then you'll have to get a pitchfork, loosen the soil, dig them all out, and then lay them in a nice sunny area for a couple of days to dry. And then you can store them. But don't pull them up if they're still green. If they're still green, leave them alone. Let them dry up a little bit. And hopefully you've pulled or cut all of the flowers on your garlic plant. If you don't, then what happens is the energy that the plant is making will go to the production of little tiny seeds that will take about 2 to 3 years to grow a nice, big, edible garlic plant. So we always recommend that as soon as the flower stem is up, cut it. Use it in a vase. Makes a great flower, crazy shapes to the stems, and they change shape every single day because when it first comes out, it's in the shape of a corkscrew. Within 10 days, they're nice and straight. So growing garlic, you do have the benefit of a cut flower and does not smell oniony in your home. And again, we'll talk about that a little later on during the program. So give us a call. We're here for you.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Over 20 years ago, Dr. Earth Fertilizer was formulated for the organic gardener. What made it so unique was the full spectrum of green super plant foods known as probiotics. It contains micro and macro organisms to digest and break down the organic matter in your soil and release it to the plant directly. It rebuilds the soil with the microbes needed by plants to thrive. Dr. Earth is the only fertilizer that feeds the plants and rebuilds the soil at the same time.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Good morning and welcome to the Fall Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is toll free, 855-660-4261. Tom, who do we have up first this morning?
First up, we've got Ann from Mass with a question about roses.
Ann, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you out?
Yes, can you start a rose plant from the rose hips?
From the beach roses?
Right.
Yes. Beach roses have their own root system. They will start a new plant with underground shoots, like runners. Right. And if you allow the fruit that is being produced to ripen on the plant, if you pick it while it's still that bright orangey color, the seed has not had a chance to mature. So you're going to have to wait until like October or even late September when it goes from that bright orange to kind of a brownish orange. Then you can pick it, break it up, pull the seeds out. They're going to look like little discs. And you lay them out on a piece of paper towel to give them a chance to thoroughly dry. And then once they've dried out, it'll probably take you a week or 10 days. And then you store them in a paper envelope, not plastic, but paper. And in like March, you can start them on your windowsill and then transplant them as they get big enough.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Right now, okay. the seed is still maturing. And if you pull them out, and, well, to give you an idea, take one of the red seed pods from your wild roses and break into one of them. And if the seeds inside are white, that means they're not ready yet. They've got to start to get a little bit of coloration to them. And until that happens, they're not ready. And if you were to pull them, they were white, and they weren't ready, and you dried them, they will not germinate. So give them some time, and you get roughly another month before you can do that. Thank you.
Oh.
Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Norman from Mass with a question about his lawn.
Norman, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you with your lawn today? Hi, Norman.
I yearly try to upgrade the lawn. And the problem, I have several problems trying to keep grass there. But one of the problems is that a neighbor across the street has a bird feeder, and the sparrows seem to come around. And, of course, when there isn't some bird seed there, he forgets or they run out. The birds will come over, and they raid the grass seed that I've put down, and within 10 or 15 minutes, the grass seed is gone, and you can't. They could do it early in the morning, late at sometime when you're not looking, so you can't scare
right.
them away. So I've tried other things like putting stakes and string around and streamers of white sheet down, you know, that would move and would scare the birds
right.
away, which have helped somewhat. But the other thing that I've done is I've used some of this Scott's bluegrass Kentucky fescue, which you recommend. And
right.
the other thing I've used, which helps maybe a little bit, is to use what they call Scott's seed starter. It's like a mulch. It looks like a dark brown sawdust type stuff. Mix that in with the grass seed. Mix that in with the soil. Do all of these things, all of the things that you said, and the birds come and they take the seeds. So
okay.
there's the problem I have every year.
Okay. The thing that you want to do is this. You want to loosen your soil.
Yep.
And put down your bird seed. Your bird seed, yeah. That's what it is right now. Put down your grass seed. Then take a bamboo rake, turn it upside down, and just kind of comb the ground. And that will bury a good percentage of the seed that you've planted.
Yeah, I do that with my fingers.
Okay. And then I want you to buy a bale of straw. Not hay, but straw.
Oh.
Now, hay is very fine, and it's basically cut from a field. And whatever has come up in that farmer's field will come up in your lawn, and there's a lot of weeds. Straw is a crop that's grown by the farmer. It's weed-free. And if you sprinkle some straw in the area with your grass seed, then the straw will help to camouflage the seed and the birds won't be able to find it. The other thing that works good is salt marsh hay. It's more expensive, but it will do the same thing. So salt marsh hay or straw, and straw is coarse, and it has kind of a golden yellow look to it. And by putting a thin layer, maybe half an inch to an inch, not solid, break it apart and cover these areas, the grass will grow through it. When you see that the grass is now visible coming up through the straw, rake it off, and then take that straw, let it dry, bag it up, and then use it as a mulch in your vegetable garden to keep the weeds out. So you use it to protect your new seed from the birds in the fall. You use it in the vegetable garden the following spring to help to keep the weeds out, to cut back on the amount of water. And then at the end of that season, you till it into the ground and it becomes organic matter, like compost,
right,
like peat moss. So you get three uses out of one bale of straw.
Wow, yeah. Well, those are some good ideas. I'm going to try to incorporate that into it and see if I get a little better results with growing grass.
Terrific. You give it a shot. I know you'll have much better results.
Thank you, Norman. Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye-bye now. Yeah, the birds at times, they can eat the seed as fast as you can put it down. And I've had very good results using either salt marsh hay, which is difficult to find at times, or regular straw that you can find at your nursery, your garden center, and feed and grain stores. Excuse me. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. If we can help you, give us a call, and we'll work together to solve a problem. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Penny from Maine with a question about summer squash.
Penny, welcome to the Paul Farmer Garden Club.
Good morning. Thank you. I have a small vegetable garden, and my summer squash is beautiful, beautiful big plants, lots of blossoms, but it doesn't seem to be developing any squash.
Oh, wow. Did you plant it in the early spring, or was it planted late?
No. I started it from seed inside. And then I planted it maybe the end of May.
Okay. And you've had very little squash on it?
Yeah, a few. And now, like I say, there's loads of blossoms. But
okay. All of your squash, it doesn't matter if it's summer, zucchini, butternut, acorn, blue hubbard, all of your squashes will produce five or more male flowers to every one female. And at times, it makes you feel like, I get a lot of blooms, but there's nothing there.
Right.
So they try and produce additional blooms to get the bees to come into your garden.
Oh, right.
Now, the way that you can tell the difference between a male and a female, the male flower will have a short stem about the thickness of a pencil. And then there's a blossom on the end. The female will actually have a baby squash with a flower on the end. so that you have some of both.
Right, right.
But other than that...
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, other than that, there's not much that you can do.
Yeah.
If your plant is producing a lot of flowers,
yeah,
it will, in time, give you some more squash.
Great.
That will be edible.
Great. Plus, it's like trailing away. It's growing. Should I cut it off to stop it growing?
If it's beginning to really create a long vine.
Yeah.
And the vine is producing flowers.
Yeah.
Then let it go.
Oh, okay, fine. Okay.
The only thing that you want to cut back at this time of the year,
mm-hmm,
is if you've got tomatoes.
Yeah.
You should be removing the ends of your tomatoes. So,
mm-hmm,
go down to a cluster of tomatoes,
mm-hmm,
that are golf ball in size,
mm-hmm,
and everything above it, take it out.
Okay.
That will put all the energy into making those golf ball size,
mm-hmm,
tomatoes larger,
mm-hmm,
and not produce any additional. Because if you get a flower now, it's pollinated, it produces the fruit, it will never get big enough,
yeah,
for you to enjoy it.
Right.
So
right.
Cut that off.
Okay.
And that should help.
Great. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
If downy mildew is a problem in your garden, especially on your impatiens, Monterey Agrifos is the answer. This fungicide is designed to control downy mildew, unlike most other fungicides. Monterey Agrifos is a liquid that's mixed with water and used as a spray. Now you can continue to grow beautiful bedding plants without this unsightly disease. Agrifos also controls many root rot diseases in your ornamental shrubs and trees, too. Ask about Agrifos at your local nursery. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Don't let biting, disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito killer because they are deadly to mosquitoes but won't harm people, fish, pets, birds, and other wildlife. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, or wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae before they're old enough to bite. Each mosquito dunk will kill mosquito larvae for up to 30 days. Mosquito Dunks are available at a garden center near you.
Mold on your siding, moss on your roof, mildew on your deck. The easiest way to get rid of it all is with Wet and Forget Outdoor. There's no scrubbing, no rinsing, and no pressure washing. Just spray and leave. Wet and Forget Outdoor is non-caustic and safe for any outdoor surface. Siding, roofing, concrete, stone, stucco, even fabric. Just spray and you're done with Wet and Forget Outdoor. Get Wet and Forget Outdoor at participating Lowe's Home Improvement stores or visit wetandforget.com for a store near you.
I have news for you about a product named Dynamite Complete Plant Food. Folks, this is a great fertilizer for flowers, vegetables, shrubs, and houseplants. You name it. The slow-release nutrients in Dynamite will allow you to apply just once at the start of the growing season. Just sprinkle Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, or shrubs. Dynamite provides a constant feeding that plants need, not a blast of fertilizer that washes away. I have had great success using this product, and you will too. Remember, Dynamite.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Ray from Mass with a question about Rose of Sharon.
Ray, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you out today?
Good morning, Paul. How are you? Welcome back from your big trip.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, the reason I'm calling is I have a Rose of Sharon. I've had it for about 4 or 5 years, and I only seem to get one flower at a time. And I was wondering what to feed it, and I gave it some lime. Did I do wrong, or is it all right?
No. Is it making flower buds?
Yeah, I got a lot of buds, but when it comes to the end, they seem to die out.
Okay.
I remember last year you said about something about pinching them if they don't come out. So I pinched a lot of them last year, and this year there's a lot of bud, but it seems to, one at a time, it's coming out. They don't come out all at once.
Well, I mean, each cluster you should get one or two because the blossoms don't last that long.
Right.
And they should bloom right up until frost. I know mine right now is in, has got an awful lot of flower buds in it. But what I want you to do, if you've got some great big fat buds on your Rose of Sharon and they don't seem to be opening, pull one off, bring it in the house, put it on a sheet of white paper, take a knife, split it in two, and then pull it apart and throw that pulp that's on the inside on the sheet of white paper and then just kind of shake it a little bit and see if you see like a little dot. If you were to take a ballpoint pen and make a dot on a piece of paper, if you see some of those and they're moving, that means that you have an insect inside the flower bud. And it could either be a mite, like a spider mite, or something called a thrip. And it's spelled T-H-R-I-P. And what's happened is they've gotten inside your flower bud, and they're eating the petals inside the bud, so the bud doesn't open because the petals are being destroyed by this insect. Now, what you need is a systemic insecticide to kill the insect. And something like tree and shrub in a liquid form that you could put around the base of the plant will take care of it. Oil is usually when the insect is on the surface of the plant, like on the foliage. Uh-huh. But if it's inside the the actual flower bud, then you're going to need to use something that's systemic, and tree and shrub will be your best bet.
How much do I put in it? It's a very little plant.
Okay, you're going to use 1 ounce for every inch thickness of diameter of the stem. So if it's a little plant and you've got 4 or 5 stems, probably 1 ounce to a gallon of water. Pour it slowly around the plant so that it will soak in, and that should take care of the problem.
Mm-hmm. And what should I feed it in the fall or the spring?
I would feed it both, and I would feed it now to get it ready for the winter months, and then again in either late March or early April with something like plant tone.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond